All right, D-Day podcast. My name is Indy.
My name is Joe.
Let's get to it.
So, Indy, what even was D-Day?
Great question, Joe. D-Day was formerly known as Normandy Landings. They were the landing operations on Tuesday, June 6th during World War II, often referred to as D-Day, meaning Doomsday. However, the operation was originally codenamed Operation Overlord. It is historically the largest seaborne invasion in history. The Battle of Normandy lasted from June 1944 to August 1944 and resulted in the liberation for Western Europe from Nazi Germany.
Okay, sounds like a big deal. How big was it?
On the initial day of the beginning battle, about 156,000 American, British, and Canadian forces landed on five beaches along a 50-mile stretch of the heavily fortified coast of France's Normandy region. The invasion was one of the biggest military assaults in history, in which they planned for months.
And how did they plan exactly?
The Allies created a deception campaign to throw off Germany off their trail so they wouldn't see it coming. The original date for the invasion was supposed to be June 5th, 1944, but there was a 24-hour delay due to weather conditions, so it started the next day at 6:30 a.m. It's estimated that over 4,000 Allied troops lost their lives during the D-Day invasion. Then 5 days later, on the 11th, the beaches were completely secured and 326,000 troops, over 50,000 vehicles, and about 100,000 tons of equipment had landed on Normandy. I don't know about you, but that sounds huge.
Damn, that's a lot of people.
It is. Yeah. It was a pretty big deal.
Well, I'm glad it's over now.
Me too.